In yesterday's Daily Bread, consideration was given regarding a statement made to the Apostle John by an angel of the Lord saying, "Worship God," Revelation 22:9. For a few moments, we want to consider various types of worship, which, though offered to God, are vain in the exercise thereof, and then reflect on the exercise of true worship as expressed by the Lord Jesus Christ. 1. Will worship. When the Apostle Paul addressed the brethren of Colossae, he said, "Let no man rob you of your prize by voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, dwelling in the things which he hath seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast the head, from whom all the body, being supplied and knit together through the joints and bands, increases with the increase of God." Colossians 2:18-19. Thus, the humility was voluntary. It only had an appearance of humility, and the worship was according to the devices of the man, and not of God. And then the Apostle Paul turned his attention to the rudiments of the world, or the Jews' observance of rites and ceremonies, and instructed the brethren, "Handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and doctrines of men," verses 21-22. He said, "Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and severity to the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh," verse 23. Even though this worship had a show of wisdom, humility, and zeal, it was of no account. 2. Creature worship. Addressing the sins of the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul said, "Wherefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves, for that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Romans 1:24-25. Once again, worship that exchanges the truth of God for a lie and finds its fulfillment in the lust of the flesh is a dishonor to man and a supreme dishonor to God. 3. Ignorant worship. The Apostle Paul said to the Athenians, "Ye men of Athens, in all things I perceive that ye are very religious, somewhat superstitious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore ye worship in ignorance, this I set forth unto you." Acts 17:22-23. Ignorant means not to know. When an individual says, "It doesn't matter what or who you worship, just so long as you worship," you fall into this category. 4. True worship. When Jesus said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth," John 4:24, he sets forth the conditions of acceptable worship. God is a spirit. Worship must, therefore, be in character with God's nature. Must worship in truth. Worship must be in harmony with God's standard. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Brethren, my heart's desire and my supplication to God is for them, that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." Romans 10:1-3.